This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله الله إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أحبتي في الله وفي الإسلام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله والإحسان فإن الله مع الذين تقوا والذين هم محسنون. My beloved brothers and sisters, I start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking him and sending blessings and salutations upon our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is so much to be thankful for. There is so much to be grateful for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly blessed us. Allah has blessed us with wealth, health, family, and many opportunities. But the greatest opportunity that Allah has blessed us with is the month of Ramadan, the ability to worship Him, to get closer to Him, to know Him. This is something we ought to be thankful for. And you should feel thankful. You should feel grateful for every single ibadah you've done. There is a beautiful statement by Imam Shafi'i where he was talking about the concept of being thankful to Allah, feeling grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, we should be grateful to Allah for every single good thing that we do. Because if you do something good, it is because Allah allowed you to do it. It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the tawfiq and the guidance to do it. And then he said something very profound. He said, even my thankfulness, even when I do shukr and I say alhamdulillah, even that is something Allah gave me. So you have to thank Allah for giving me the guidance to thank Him. Which means that we are in a state of perpetual gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know people that are either family with us, that are saying that they are Muslim, may Allah guide them, that don't come to Jumu'ah, that don't fast Ramadan, that don't pray Taraweeh, that don't pray Qiyam, that don't give Sadaqah. We probably know someone or several of those type of people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make you among those. Rather, Allah has guided you to come to the masjid to pray, to do more ibadah, feel a sense of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, wallah, if it wasn't for you, we would not have worshipped you, and every khair that we do is because of you, and we are thankful to you. This is the month of shukr. This is the month where we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you spend a month worshipping, be thankful to Allah Almighty. And it is that when you are thankful, that Allah will increase in you. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. May Allah make us among those that increase in ibadah and in khair. My brothers and sisters, the month is about to end. Another Ramadan that went by so quickly. And of course, there are many emotions that you feel as Ramadan is about to end. A sense of sadness and sorrow because of how much khair and how much reward that we had the potential to accumulate in this month. But we all know, or we all should know, that fasting does not end in the month of Ramadan. That Qiyam does not end in the month of Ramadan. And we shouldn't be among those that only fast in Ramadan, that only pray Qiyam and Tahajjud in Ramadan, that only are charitable in Ramadan. Yes, we increase the khair in Ramadan. Yes, we increase the salah in Ramadan. Yes, we are more charitable in Ramadan. But we worship Allah throughout the year. We are not Ramadaniyun, the people that only exert themselves in ibadah in the month of Ramadan. Rather, what you should do, my brothers and sisters, is the good habits that you've built up. You have proven to yourself that yes, you can stay up at night and pray. Yes, you can fast on multiple days, one after the other. Yes, you can give a lot of sadaqah. Now that Ramadan is about to end, what is your plan for the rest of the year? What is your plan for the rest of the year, my brothers and sisters? Are you going to let Ramadan go by and it will not have an impact on you? Are you going to let Ramadan go by and you're not going to change a one thing in your life? I want each one of us here to make a commitment. I am going to change something about my life, my connection to Allah, my worship after Ramadan is finished. I'm going to use this blessed month to propel me into becoming a better believer and a better worshipper. And if that happens, and inshallah it would happen to all of us, if that happens and we become of those that fast on Mondays and Thursdays, or fast 3 days of each month, the Prophet encouraged us to do so. Or at the very least, something that we all should be doing is fasting the 6 days of Shawwal as Ramadan finishes. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever finishes fasting the month of Ramadan and then adds 6 days of Shawwal, he will have the reward of someone that fasted the whole year. And this, of course, is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and an encouragement to go from strength to strength. Take some of these habits. Some of us are doing i'tikaf in the masajid. If you're able to come to the masjid every single night in Ramadan, how does it make sense that you do not come one day in outside of Ramadan? How does it make sense that if you can fast 30 days straight, that you cannot fast 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days in a month? How is that possible, my brothers and sisters? Not to mention the immense reward attached to praying at night, the immense reward attached to fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we want to take into Shawwal and the many months to come, that we become people that are aware and exert themselves in worship and understand their purpose. We've done it in Ramadan. Let's also do it outside of Ramadan. And remember, my brothers and sisters, among the signs that Allah has accepted your good deeds is that you continue doing good deeds after. Let me say that again. From the signs that Allah has accepted your good deeds, that Allah has accepted your sadaqah, your qiyam, your Ramadan, your fasting, is that you continue doing good deeds after. So please continue doing good deeds. Continue coming to the masajid. Continue being among those that have a relationship with the masjid. Continue among those that spend time at night praying. Continue among those that never miss their 5 daily salawat. Continue to be among those that fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need to take into the rest of the year, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our deeds from us. Ameen. The other thing, brothers and sisters, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us something very profound, which is innamal a'malu bil khawatim, that actions are judged but how they end. As Ramadan is about to end, and we know how blessed these nights are, and among the most blessed nights, the odd nights of Ramadan, there are still some remaining, some very important ones remaining. So do not now, as you are approaching the finish line, slow down. We know how a race works, and it's about how you finish. And in our deen, it's also how you end your life, how you end your Ramadan. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. So if you feel, and for many of us that may be the case, that we have not done enough, that we have not made enough dua, that we have not prayed enough, that we have not read enough Quran, there are still days left. There are still days left. Use the opportunity. Do not be deprived from this great opportunity, my brothers and sisters. And do not be discouraged if you had some shortcomings before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafurur rahim. Allah wants khair for you. So utilize the days that are coming and benefit from those in prayer, in qiyam, in all manners of khair. Remember, my brothers and sisters, it is these days that count. It is these days that will aid you when you're standing in front of Allah. This is the opportunity you are in. Imagine the day we're in right now, my brothers and sisters. We are in a Jumu'ah in Ramadan. We are in a Jumu'ah in Ramadan. There are so many khair and blessings that we have as an opportunity. Can you imagine the one that is not benefiting from it? Or even worse, can you imagine the one that is sinning in it? The one that has been deprived from the mercy of Allah and from the hidayah of Allah, that rather than benefit from this very special occasion, Ramadan, a Jumu'ah, the last 10, is involved in sin, cannot control their tongue, cannot control their eyes, cannot control their hands. Is this who we want to be? Is this who we are? Let's fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah to guide us, and stay strong, brothers and sisters, and benefit from the days that you're in. Understand the opportunity Allah has given you, and go from strength to strength. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our good deeds, to give us the ability, the strength, the guidance, the hidayah, to be thankful for every single act of worship that we do, to be consistent, and to finish starting Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My beloved brothers and sisters, occasions of ibadah and opportunities of worship are always there for us. And as Muslims, almost every occasion is an occasion of ibadah and worship. And I want, inshallah ta'ala, highlight a few points as it relates to when it comes to the end of Ramadan, some things that we all need to keep in mind. I already mentioned that we need to keep in mind that it's not just about Ramadan, it's about your life and what you do after Ramadan. And that we take the good habits that we've built in this month and inshallah ta'ala continue. Meaning that each one of us here makes a plan for themselves that I am going to be more charitable than I was before. That I am going to pray more than I was before. That I'm going to be attending the masjid more than I was before. That I'm going to change my life. I'm going to not allow this Ramadan to go by and I go back to the way I was or even worse. Never. Inshallah ta'ala, we utilize this opportunity to become better believers. And may Allah make us among the pious. May Allah make us among the pious. For indeed, Allah only accepts the good deeds of the pious. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ As Ramadan ends, of course, we have the Eid celebrations. And this shows you that the believers, what they celebrate is occasions of worship. And this should be the case for us. And we should be joyous at having had the opportunity, being healthy and able to fast these blessed months. That we should be thankful and we should glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we should praise Him and we should make the takbir. And that's one of the benefits and the purpose of Ramadan and fasting. وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Which is why among the sunnahs of Eid is of course that we do the takbirat. And this is something that is often neglected. You see the people and the brothers and sisters when they come to the musalla and they pray, and the sunnah of course is to pray outside. So if you have an opportunity to pray outside, you should do so. The sunnah is to pray outside, and people often are reading the takbir in the musalla. But you should be reciting the takbirat from your home, in your car, as you're approaching, all of this. And you should be glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having gratitude in your heart as you recite the takbir and you involve your children. From the sunnah of Eid, of course, is that we pray the zakatul fitr. And this is an obligation upon every Muslim household and every person in the Muslim household. So you have to pay zakat for each individual that you are responsible for. The zakatul fitr, which of course this masjid is facilitating, and you can find more information about that online. But it is an obligation, and I ask you, why do you pay sadaqatul fitr? What is the point of it? There are several wisdoms behind it. And among those wisdoms is that we, even after we finish a great ibadah of Ramadan, we are giving sadaqah in hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for our shortcomings and rewards us for this. We are giving sadaqah to instill some level of happiness and joy in the Muslims that have less. There are so many wisdoms behind it, but you should give it before the Eid prayer, not after. Before the Eid prayer. So inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, make sure that you do this. And if someone is distributing on your behalf, like most organizations and most masajid are, make sure you give it to them early enough so that the people can have the food on the Eid, inshallah ta'ala. That is the point of the sadaqatul fitr. And it is an obligation. Please do not ignore this great obligation, and may Allah accept all of it from us. Among the sunnahs, of course, is that you wear your best clothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have a special cloak that he wear on the Eid. So dress nice. Come to the musalla, recite the takbirat. Eid al-Fitr is different than Eid al-Adha, where the sunnah is that you eat something before you arrive. If you can have some dates and you eat them in an odd number, this is even better for you. Among the sunnahs of Eid is, of course, that we greet each other. The Sahaba would greet each other and they would make dua for each other and they would say, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَبِنْكُمْ صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ May Allah accept your good deeds and our good deeds. And again, you see the pattern here. We are coming together to pray. We are glorifying Allah. We are saying, Allahu Akbar. We are greeting each other and making dua for each other for Allah to accept our good deeds. We are still in the mindset of ibadah and worship even on Eid. As we are laughing and as we are visiting and as we are eating and as we are instilling joy in our children and our families, we are still in the mindset of worship. Now how about the person that starts their Eid with muharramat, with sins, with consuming things that are haram? We're doing things that are haram, dressing in ways that they are not allowed. And this is a fitna that we should avoid, especially my sisters. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way you dress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a responsibility upon you on your modesty, more so than the men, and all have to be modest. But the hijab and the jilbab and dressing appropriately is a wajib. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this regard, and do not start your Eid with a sin, rather start it with ibadah and continue moving forward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. These are some of the sunans that we should apply and abide by for the Eid salah inshaAllah ta'ala. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take one path and come back from a different path. And the ulama mentioned different reasons for this. Why did the Prophet do this? Some say so that he can see different people and as many people as possible and make dua for them and greet them and share the joy. Others have said it is the ground that he walks on that he hoped that would testify on his behalf. In any case, my brothers and sisters, I want to, inshallah ta'ala, conclude with 3 points. Number one, there are great nights of Ramadan left that we ought to exert ourselves in as much ibadah as possible. The odd nights have not finished. The greatest odd night is upon us. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exert yourself in worship these days. You don't know if you're ever going to see them again. May Allah give us many more Ramadans. Finish strong. Ask Allah to guide you. Make dua. Follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what he used to do in these last 10. And as Eid approaches, my brothers and sisters, remember to follow the sunnahs that we have mentioned. And finally, my brothers and sisters, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, when Allah mentioned about the believers, that when they do good deeds, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, while their hearts are trembling. Aisha radiallahu anha said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, why are they doing good deeds, yet their hearts are trembling? Why are they so scared? If they are doing good deeds, should they not be joyous and happy? The Prophet, then she said, are they the sinners that do good deeds but also sin? The Prophet said, no. Rather, they do not know whether Allah accepted from them or not. I do not know whether Allah accepted from me. You do not know whether Allah accepted from you. Which is why there should be a sense of fear. A sense of, I need to do more. A sense of, oh Allah, ya Rabbi, please accept my ibadah from you. We are not perfect. We have many shortcomings. We ask Allah to make us among the pious. For indeed, Allah only accepts from the pious. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. Sallu ala nabiyyika amarakum Allah ta'ala haythu qal, inna Allah malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita wa barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka حميد مجيد. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا, اللهم تقبل منا قيامنا, اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وسجودنا وتلاوتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين المقبولين, اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين المقبولين. اللهم لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وعمل متقبل مبرور. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين. يا الله, اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار يا رب العالمين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.
This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.